Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Hi, folks.
Hello. And you're in for, well, no, you're not in for a treat. You're here to listen to us. But today is a special one because today is our annual pre-Frolicon cast.
Yay! Less than a week.
Yes, that's why you're getting it a little later than we normally been trying to get this up by Friday. Going to be getting a little later because we won't be recording an episode this week.
Right, and we kind of didn't record this past Wednesday like we normally would because of a certain special event.
Yes, this was our 8th anniversary.
8 years together, people.
Yeah.
There's some dedication.
Yeah, I don't know how she puts up with me.
Because I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
You're just in it for my penis.
It's a bonus, but I love you.
And I love you too.
Okay.
So yeah, we were thinking about recording, but then we just couldn't really. I think we couldn't jive or something like that. Just wasn't feeling right. So yeah, and we're recording on a brand new device. I actually splurged and got ourselves a little portable. It's a Tascam 40, I believe is what it is. It's a four-track recorder. We can actually plug in external mics.
Yep.
It actually is sounding a lot better than it was with the Snowball, although we'll probably use the Snowball, too, still.
Yeah, but we'll have this so we can do some... we record elsewhere.
Yeah.
Take it and...
Record outside, maybe do a car record somewhere. If I could get it hooked up, I mean, this is something where you can actually, like... add to like a video camera and make really good, you know, sound with a video.
So we've got a new toy to play with.
Yep, in fact, I got it also because as again, since this is our Frolicon episode, the one big thing we're doing is we're doing another panel.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not doing a Kinky and the Geek record. Although I think we probably could have, but then again, we would have had to get that in a little earlier because
I think so.
Because it seems like from the way they were talking when we went to the...
The con's pretty full at this point. I think they're having to use like hallways and stairwells to hold some stuff.
That's what it seems like. Because I think they actually are going to do... There's a little area like underneath the stairs they were actually saying they were going to do something with.
I think they did say... I know the spot they're talking about. I mean, it's big enough for something.
A little something, yeah. So but, it's...
Yeah,
this little con has grown a lot, and there's talk of maybe next year doing a kink only like event.
You talking about the new one?
There's
talk of them starting a second convention. That's all we know at this point,
right?
But you know, that was said at the meeting, so it's officially out there in the universe, so we can say that.
And they've said it on the Facebook too.
They've talked about it on the Facebook.
I think they were still debating on whether or not they were going to try to do it this year in October or wait until next year. Because I think they're still trying to figure out when to do it.
Yeah.
Because I know there is a little with Alchemy is in October.
Yeah.
And there's some people saying that they don't want to have to deal with both.
Both, yeah.
September might be a little rough because you got Dragon Con and AWA, you know.
Yeah.
It all really depends on what's going on. But instead we're doing a think track thing. We are doing what we were calling it the Big Bang Theory, Geek Chic or Nerd Blackface.
Yep. And
basically it coming from the idea of there are people out there that do not like the idea of the show Big Bang Theory strictly because the nerds are nothing but the butts of the jokes.
Yeah, there are some people that feel that way. And there are some think that it's, you know, great for the geek culture and...
Yeah, celebrating. And
so
it's going to be us two and then our wonderful... This will be the first Frolicon back with our wonderful Conra mates, the Gimp and the Kitty.
Yep.
And they're actually going to join us on the panel. And what we're going to try to do the best is we're going to take the recorder, and we're going to do what we can about recording it.
Yeah.
And see how it comes out.
Although hearing the quality we're getting tonight, I'm thinking it might work pretty well.
Yeah, I'm thinking just a little recorder, and I mean, because you look at the panels that do it need coffee.
Yeah.
And they're doing that with those little ones. So,
right, so
this thing could actually do it. It got a little stand for it. So hopefully we'll do really good, because it actually the built-in mics actually go from the AB, which is where both mics are sitting in, so you can get like the recording like we're doing now, where it's just two of us just sitting here, and then you can spread them out to where you can get the more ambient things,
right.
Or we can get the room, and you can play with the sensitivity of the mic, so you can pick up more. And it's gonna be in the ballroom. It's gonna be in the boardroom. So it's a situation where, depending on how many people show up,
that's where we've been. That's where we've recorded our
podcast before. Yeah.
So it's not a very big room. I think the last time we did it, we just basically all around the big table.
Yeah. I'm just hoping we get a better turnout than we did with the Supernatural one.
Yeah, our Supernatural panel last year, we had three other people
We had one woman show up, and then she only stayed for half, and then we had like two other people show up after that, after she had to leave. So, I mean, it was a lively little discussion, but I'm just hoping...
We'd like more people there.
Yeah.
I mean, it would feel better for us for people to show up, and it would just make for a better panel to have people there to discuss things.
Right, so. And the only bad thing is it's 11:45 Friday.
Friday morning. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
We hear that, because they're actually doing 10 o'clock. I mean, we're not even the first set of...
Even the first set of panels that morning.
That's how much paneling they're having to do. They're having to start at like 10.
Well, they're having panels Thursday night, I think.
Yeah, they're doing some things. In fact, that's one of the ones we're going to is on Thursday night. That's not a column, it's my wife. And it's Basics on Rope.
So...
Which is something that intimidates the fuck out of me.
And something I really, really want to try.
Right.
I kind of like the idea of being tied up. But
yeah, I know that's one of the things. In fact, I'll pull up the stuff I'm looking at. Have you gone through?
No, I still haven't had a chance to sit down and go through it yet. I mean, I've glanced at some stuff, but I haven't really set a schedule yet.
But we are down as an actual guest on the guidebook.
Yes, we are.
So if you're coming in and you want to see what the kinky and the geek, what we look like,
we'll be there.
Yep. On Thursday, I know I've got it's a spanking 101, basically. It's this one guy that I keep missing on him. Because I kept not going to 101, I kept going to like 201.
Right.
And then, of course, there's the Welcome Play Party by K-Pax.
Which should be fun.
Which is basically the playroom, the dungeon, whatever you want to call it. And then there's, that was no column, that was my wife. And it's nice because it's put up, the guy who is doing it is, we've seen him do his stuff at, was it Twisted Toyland or was it Wicked Wonderland? The one that we went to at the jungle.
That was Twisted Toyland.
Twisted Toyland, yeah. The guy who did where they used the anal hook for something other than what it's actually supposed to be. Yeah, him. That's the guy who did that one.
Yes.
It was a very nice scene.
Very, very nice scene.
Well, it looks like there's Effie's going on Friday.
Oh, that's when Effie's is going to be. Yeah, because I think there's going to be, I think they said there's like three different burlesque performances this year. So that should be a lot of fun, especially since we love burlesque so much.
Yeah, they're doing a comics panel, Comics 101. They're doing a Con Chemistry 468, which is a cigar and whiskey pairing.
That could be good.
Which I'm actually thinking about going to.
What time is that one?
That one is 5 o'clock.
On Friday. Okay, cool, yeah.
Then they have swordplay one, and then there's something called Circle Geek, which is basically like a bunch of people sitting around talking about geek stuff. Not a lot of kink in that one, but I'm still going through it.
Well, you know.
Then there's Saturdays, there's a webcomics one, and there's a swordplay one. Again, no kink. And that's about it so far. But yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff that we're looking at. I know I've got to fill in some spaces because I've got to play by myself for a little bit. Cause
I'm working again, so, you know, Thursday, if you're coming in Thursday, I'll be at the upstairs desk towards the beginning, and I'm off Friday, so you won't find me at the desk that day. Saturday, I'll be there till probably 10, from what, 6 to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
And we'll be then around Sunday.
Now, this is the one con we actually stay late enough for con and review.
Yep.
Which, if anybody's ever been to a con, that's they I think all of them do it.
All of them do something like that, yeah.
Where you could go and basically they talk about how they went. The people who run the con talk about how the con went and, you know, like how many people showed up, you know, and all that. And talk about, they take questions. And
right.
Suggestions and stuff like that. And
this is pretty much the only con we do that for.
Well, I think that's because you work it and, you know, we've been, well, I've been guests, what now? This is six years it's going, and we've been guests at least. I've been a guest at least. This is my third year as a guest.
At least third, yeah.
And so
it's my fourth year working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've just enjoyed this con. We get to see a lot of people we don't normally get to, you know. But then again, that's the way every convention for us is. There's so many people that we know that we only get to see at convention, even though we try to see them.
Yeah,
invite them to other stuff.
Because some of them are out-of-towners.
Yeah.
So the only time they're in town, it's the one convention where I usually get to see my cousin, although I don't think she's going to be there this year.
Really?
For particular reasons. But yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I hope she is. It'd be nice to see her, but I have a feeling she's not going to be there this year. But yeah, it'd be like the one time of the year I get to see her. But even though I keep saying we're going to get meet up, because it's not like she lives that far.
Right.
I missed her wedding.
No, I know. But then again, well, did we really know? Because I know it was one of those things where they were talking about it, and all of a sudden they went and did it.
Yeah.
So they just went and did the courthouse thing, didn't they?
Actually, no, they didn't.
Oh, okay. Because I know at one point they were just talking hand fasting, and then now they were talking.
According to my aunt, that's what they did, and they went and did it in a park.
Ah.
So, because my aunt actually went. That was...
yeah, that was nice.
That was nice. Her mom got to be there. So, yeah.
And I think I'm a little extra excited because it's the first time that the Kitty and the Gimp have been able to make it back.
Oh, yeah.
In 2 years.
Their first FrogCon back. That's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, no, he's not conned out yet because he's...
He's still con deprived.
Yeah, and it's interesting. This year, this is our third con.
In 3 months?
In 3 months. We've gone to a different con every month. And a different con each month.
Yeah.
Because Chattacon's a more literary, laid-back con.
Then we went to a NACRACon.
A NACRACon, which is more of a history, alternative history, steampunk.
And now we're going to FrolicCon. So.
Yeah, which is kinky, geeky.
Yep.
Spring break. And then it's the long, slow drudge to Dragon
God. Oh, we'll have fun between those.
I know, yeah. We're thinking about doing some stuff.
Yeah.
And plus we've added a lot more stuff this year, if you've noticed. We're doing a lot more.
We are.
As we're doing trivia now with people.
Yeah, doing trivia. And
then we're doing a lot more karaoke now that the Gimp is back.
Oh, yeah. Karaoke's just not the same without the Gimp.
So. Yeah. Plus we're chickens and wouldn't go by ourselves.
Well, it's not as fun when it's just the two of us.
That's true.
I mean, you know, not that we don't mind hanging out, it's just...
There are some situations where it would be a lot better to go ahead and be hanging out with other people.
Right. You know, have people to talk to and just make it fun.
So
yeah.
So that's what's up. We're looking forward to getting a little kinky on. I'm looking forward to zapping some people with the violet wand.
Yep.
I don't know. I've got at least a kind of sort of play date, maybe, with someone that we set up that
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got the invite for the dark room party again.
Yep.
Which might happen this year.
Oh, I don't know. We're planning on pirating it up. You had a problem getting your boots off because
of the
corset.
Night?
Yeah. I believe
it. Same night again?
Again. We will go to the handy dandy app on the smartphone.
Who knows? I thought that was going to be Friday night, which was going to be, you know.
Let's see.
Hogwarts night. Brilliant podcasting.
Yes, I know. Well, keep talking.
Yeah, because I didn't get to go into the dark room last year because I was corseted and couldn't get my boots off, and you had to take shoes off to go in. So that was kind of a disappointment because I was supposed to be meeting a friend of ours in there, and so she's invited me again this year, and we'll see what happens.
Let's see. I don't see. Oh wait, here we go. Parties.
I mean, it should be fun. It's I've heard good things about the Dark Room Party.
Well, I think the thing is it's a, the way they have it broken up.
Yeah, I know there were a lot of people the first year that were really concerned about it, but it's, you know, according to what I've heard, it's stayed to be, you know, very well maintained, well monitored, and just fine.
Oh, excuse me. I don't see anything on here right now.
We'll see.
They're still looking for volunteers to, like, work the door and set up and break down and stuff like that. Because, see, the way they got it broken down is that you go in and it starts off women only at the beginning. And then there's a certain amount of time for that. And then when that time is up, then there's a, like, touching only.
Yeah.
Or kissing, usually. Touching only. And then once that time period's over, it's pretty much anything goes till the end of the...
Yeah. I haven't really paid attention, except for the girls only, which was what I was invited to last year.
It was kind of funny, because we heard that when it was going, when they were going to let the men in, that some of the girls started to chant, "Hell no, we won't blow."
I heard something about that.
Yeah, so. And at some point this weekend, I know I want to break out Cards Against Humanity, because the bastards have now made me yell, "Shut up and take my money," with a... a third expansion.
Yay!
So even more, and that should be, we should be getting that soon. We'll definitely be getting it before the convention starts, so we'll be doing that. And then we've also got Flux. We actually went and got ourselves a copy of Flux.
Well, Cthulhu Flux.
Cthulhu Flux.
And we went and played that with my sister and brother-in-law today, and that was...
It's a lot of fun. It's a game. The reason it's Flux is because the rules always change. It's literally the rules of the game. You start off, you have three cards, and the basic rules is you draw one,
play one.
And then it goes from there depending on what card gets laid.
Right. And there are all kinds of rule changes as to how many, you know, you get cards that'll tell you how many you can have in your hand at a time.
How many you have to play at a time.
How many you have to draw at a time. Sometimes there are special ones.
And
you know,
the way you win the game will end.
Yeah.
Will change from time to time. And with Cthulhu, with the Cthulhu Flux, they actually have a setup to where no one wins.
Yeah.
So basically the world ends.
Although that never happened this time because somebody kept pulling the correct card.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, you were the only one that pulled that card. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. won 3 out of 5 hands.
Yeah, well, it's my game.
Yeah.
No, but it is a lot of fun. It's one of those nice, simple games that...
just kind of...
takes about 10... take 10, 20, could take 40 minutes depending on what's going on.
How many people you got
playing,
what's going on.
And it's a quick little game.
It's fun.
Oh, and then for those who can't go to kinky conventions like ourselves, there is something to look forward to else that I hope people will do. It's it's International Tabletop Game Day.
Oh, yes, on the 30th.
Yeah, the 30th
of March.
Of March. And it's basically, it was started by Will Wheaton and Felicia Day. And it's basically a way to kind of promote tabletop gaming.
Yeah, I know since we're going to be at the convention, you know, we'll probably end up in the game room for a little while and do some tabletop for that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
It's a fun little way to do it. I mean, I could see that going on maybe more of a Thursday night thing.
Oh, something like
getting
that.
Getting some things together and playing towards the end of the night, maybe, you know.
Well, I mean, at AcroCon, we played
We played Friday night and Saturday night.
So.
But the thing is at AcroCon, we didn't know where the parties were.
That's true.
So.
Just didn't quite know where to go for those.
Yeah. And we had it with us at Chattacon. It just never got broken out. So we'll just see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I think that's pretty much all we had to say at this point. It's a short little cast. Don't really have much more to say.
Yeah, really. Not got much more right now.
Damn dog. Fucking with the cat.
Or something.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, hopefully this we will be doing another Way Homer.
Yes, we will do a Way Homer for Frolicon. We should have done one for an AcroCon, but I don't know why we didn't.
Didn't think about it.
I guess we just didn't think about it.
Well, we were there late. I think we were both hungry as shit.
That's true.
We stayed there long enough to see Phantom do his thing.
His thing, and then we had to go get food.
Yeah, we were starving. But yeah, we'll do a Way Homer, so be on the lookout for that after Frolicon. And I think that's all we're gonna do. We're just gonna keep this pretty much a Frolicon,
right?
Ready for Frolicon. We'll do this. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, let us know.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Is there
any one particular thing that you're looking forward to?
Of course, Big Mamas and Effie's.
Yeah.
I always love going to those.
Yeah, the burlesque thing they do, and it is getting to the point where if you're not there like a half hour ahead of time,
you can't get a seat.
You can't get a seat.
That's why you're going to have to hold me one on for Big Mamas, because I have to work until just about time for them to start. What else am I looking forward to? Some of the classes, of course, the Bouncy Castle on Thursday night. Very much looking forward to that. Just kind of being there, really, you know. Of course, the parties.
Oh, yeah. I think the one thing I'm actually really looking forward to is actually getting up and doing the karaoke thing.
Yeah, they are going to have karaoke there again this year.
And I just got to figure out what I want to do.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to sing or not. I'll just have to see how things are going. But
well, I know Gimpy will be, and I'll probably at least sign up with Gimpy at least once. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing that. So.
Yeah. And just getting to see people. And trying my hand out at rope, I think, is one of the things I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah.
Okay, folks. So, until next time, be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.